Chapter 1, My Miracle Fix. Intense blue eyes set in a Grecian sculpted face framed with flowing hair continually caught and held my attention during the miracles workshop. The face goes with Sage Knight, her real name, a mother, licensed spiritual counselor, and professional writer. She wrote about the miracle workshop for her Living Well, Grace, Grief, and Gratitude column in the Topanga Messenger. Following is a revised version of her column after I told Sage to drop the niceties and include any resistance, negative reactions, or judgments she felt. Sage's story. I'd never read any of Melody's work, but I heard her name spoken in almost reverent tones. So when a friend invited me to a workshop serving as a test group for Melody's next book, I showed up feeling honored and eager. I couldn't wait to meet her, hear what she had to say. Wait, I did. We all waited. 20 minutes late, in walks the famous Melody Beattie, looking more like a bag lady than an internationally acclaimed speaker and author. Dragging cartons overflowing with papers, she hobbled to the front of the room. No makeup, wearing sweatpants that looked like she peed on them. Instead of acting flustered or embarrassed, she blurted, peppered with some profanity, "Sorry I'm so late. My family sucked the soul out of me this weekend." My jaw hit the floor. Who was this woman? What had I signed on for? We spent the next 45 minutes filling out lengthy forms in duplicate. She didn't have a photocopier? My impatience grew, but I possess a terminally open, curious mind. Something about her intrigued me. By the second, she shattered my preconceived ideas about success. Yet I knew this was one accomplished woman. I wanted what she had. After her initial outburst, she centered herself and began talking with total presence, in a way that I know comes only with deep wisdom gained from living through pain. Later, I learned the price she pays for what she learns. That evening, all I knew was that she didn't care what we thought of her. She had a mission. Come hell, high water, or both, a calm determination to offer her gift to those willing to receive it motivated her to speak, no matter how she appeared. I left class that night beaming, carrying two treasures in my pocket: permission to be who I know I am without worrying about how I look, and a deceptively simple practice that would soon change my life. Later, I overheard Melody say she'd spilled her water bottle on herself while driving to class. I also learned she needed double knee replacement surgery and her copier had jammed beyond repair. By then, the whys didn't matter. Had Melody shown up any way other than she did, I'd be short one miracle. That she felt no need to explain herself became my first gift. By the time the 6-week workshop ended, I received the big miracle I'd been praying about for years, the one I asked for on the intake paperwork, a private miracle I'm keeping to myself for now. But I received much more than that. The practice I began the next day is profound in its simplicity and transformational power. I learned how much I consciously and unconsciously resist any negative emotions within moments after waking up, and how my newfound willingness to be present for these emotions liberates me. I learned the power of surrender, of letting all of me be acceptable in my own eyes, and of some invisible presence supporting me through more than I could ever manage on my own. I also learned how hard I've worked to keep my self-willed vision of my life alive, and that when I stop trying to keep everything and everyone in neat little packages and allow myself to let go of illusions of control, God's vision for my life miraculously unfolds. I'd known all of this before, in my head. Now, these truths came alive. All of this in 10 minutes a day.